The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for listening. I am excited about this segment because it seems like I talk about it all the time and people ask me questions, and I've got somebody here to join the conversation. I've got Ray Dustar, our everyday juicer and juice star, back in the house. We're going to talk about basically, hey, what should you eat? I mean, I think that with Ray being in the business of health and nutrition and turning his own health and life around, utilizing fresh juicing and liquid multivitamins and things like that, he gets these questions all the time. In fact, I've seen his Facebook page completely blow up. So, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm great and happy always to be here with you because I'm going to start out with this one little, I might throw us off, but I know that you can handle it. I'm going to start off with this one little observation. I was talking to somebody, she was a news anchor, and she is in the Spanish market. And this completely blew my mind, okay? And it's about food and our concepts about what to eat. What are the principles? We hear so much. People hear so much all the time. This is what we're going to try to clear up today for folks. Easy tips, tricks, and really solid principles about what to eat. But I got to tell you something. It was about, and you and I have talked about this documentary before, Fed Up. And what she explained to me is that, oops, sorry there, that was my fault. I banged my head here. What she explained to me is that there's in underserved or impoverished cultures, if obesity is there, they actually think that it's a good thing. They actually think that, look how much we have, that there's this abundance. And it completely blew my head off because I feel like I'm a fairly sensitive person to what people think, and I try to just understand and get curious before I get critical. And boy, that really made a lot of sense. And I think that people are so skewed in how they've interpreted information and or what's been messaged to them.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, something else interesting to talk about real quick before we get into exactly, you know, what I eat and recommendations there is, you know, especially in the natural foods industry and really the people that are out there, in my opinion, you know, doing a lot of good. But I will tell you this, one thing that I see a lot of people doing is just critiquing, and giving no solutions. You know what I mean? Like, it's very easy for me to say, don't eat McDonald's, don't eat, you know, this, don't eat that, don't do this, don't do that. But if I'm not then giving people a solution, then quite frankly, you know, there's not a lot of value there. You know, a lot of families in the United States and obviously other parts of the world, they're just not financially in a position to eat as healthy as they should because, quite frankly, it costs more money to eat healthy on an everyday basis. So, you know, what I try to do is I really try to, yes, I'm going to critique certain things, but you've got to give people solutions, and you've got to give people resources that they can then utilize in order to eat healthier. And the most important thing, and I say this to everybody, is, you know, you don't get sick or you don't get, you know, unhealthy from one meal, okay? You get sick and you get unhealthy from 1,000 meals, from 2,000 meals. It's the constant thing that you're putting in your body. For example, and the documentary Fed Up really, really nailed this, sugar, you know. It's not about having, a piece of pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. It's about having things that have processed sugar in them on a daily basis that you're putting in your body that's going to lead to the obesity, that's going to lead to the diabetes, that's going to lead to internal inflammation, that's going to lead to autoimmune disease. So, you know, I always try to, like, you know, kind of make sure I'm giving people solutions when I'm also giving people critiques about things. And so I wanted to kind of share that as a backdrop to the rest of the conversation.
Sure, absolutely. And I completely agree. I completely agree. And you know, it actually said in that documentary, there's a part, Mark Hyman is an MD, said there are some documentation that actually, if we really teach, and we're going to do that right now, that you can, even on a budget, eat well. You can nourish yourself absolutely and avoid the things that you know are causing obesity and sickness.
No, you absolutely can, and I'll give you an example. So I went to McDonald's a few days ago, mainly because I wanted to see what is the menu. You know, what are they serving these days? And you know what? There are things on there. For example, on their breakfast menu, you know, they've got an oatmeal parfait that, when you look at the nutritional facts of that, again, I'm not saying it's the best thing, but again, it's a heck of a lot better than the sausage egg McMuffin. So, you know, starting out, first thing, and we've said this before, and I really want to emphasize this with people, is take a look at the nutritional facts of everything you eat, whether that's at a fast food or at a restaurant. A lot of restaurants now will also have what's, you know, the nutritional facts, the calories, the fat, the carbohydrates, the protein that's in the dishes. And when you're grocery shopping, do the same thing, because I will tell you, it is unbelievable how many things that I thought, oh, this has got to be pretty healthy. You know, it's a pure, let's say, chicken dish at a restaurant. And then all of a sudden I look and I see how much sodium is in there, and I see how loaded it is with additional carbohydrates in the form of sugar that I don't want to put in my body. And maybe that's a glaze that they put on the chicken or whatever. So step one for everybody, please, please start to look at the nutritional facts. Start to look at the supplement facts on your supplements, on your dietary supplements, on your beverages. Keep an eye out for the sugar. So what's one thing I don't eat? I really try not to eat anything that is high in sugar. And it's kind of funny. There's a simple rule that some people follow. I don't necessarily follow this, but they say, you know, try to avoid things that are white. And that means bread, potatoes. You know, those are very carb heavy. So I don't necessarily avoid those, but I am cognizant of that. And that kind of goes to my step two when it comes to, you know, another good tip, and that is portion control. You know, a lot of times at the end of the day, it's okay to eat a variety of things if you can control your portion. And I'll give people a simple rule of thumb that I use, and that is I make a fist, and I really try to kind of, if I'm going to eat something that, you know, maybe I know is not the best for me, I try not to eat any more than the size of my fist. And the reasoning behind that is that's about the size of our stomachs, and that's kind of a good, you know, it's not like we're walking around with measuring cups, so that's kind of like a good general rule of thumb. So that's tip number two. Tip number one, again, really, really look at the nutritional facts. Try to limit the sugar content that you're taking in. Tip number two, portion control. An easy thing is take a look at the size of your fist. Tip number three for me is, you know, I anchor my lifestyle around fresh vegetable juicing. That's become something that I found is very effective for me to help just keep me feeling good. So that means I juice fresh vegetables on a daily basis, and I drink anywhere from 16 to 32 ounces. Maybe that's not for everybody, but figure out what is. Maybe some people want to use smoothies as a meal replacement and sort of anchor their diet and lifestyle around that. You know, there's a lot of talk about the paleo diet. There's a lot of talk about, obviously, you know, there's diets like South Beach and other things like that. Do your research and decide what is it that you want to anchor your diet and lifestyle around and stick to that. So those are, you know, three good tips.
Absolutely. There we go. Three great tips. And also, you know, follow RadioMD.com, TheEverydayJuicer.com, and DrHollyLucille.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at YourRadioMD for more tips and tricks on how you can eat healthy and make great choices for yourself. So stay tuned.